rise and shine. It's gonna be a gorgeous day in beautiful Baltimore. Last week's snow is over and the sun will be out in force today with highs in the 40s. News and weather every hour on the hour at WBAL. WBAL news time is now 7 a.m.
Get up, Master Rufus.
Get up now.
What are you doing?
Dana!
We need to fight. Yes, I'm gonna kill you.
Go ahead.
The guts to fight back. Get up! Get up, Daniel House!
What will they do to you if you kill him?
Who are you? What you doing out here?
What will they do to you if you kill him?
It don't matter. I don't care. But he can't have Alice no more.
Nigel?
Who are you? You Dana? You Dana, ain't you?
Yes. What are you fighting over?
My Alice. My Alice. Alice!
I'm here. Oh, Nigel, you done brought down a load of trouble, a heavy load.
I couldn't let him. Just do what he want with you. You're my wife. His pappy done sold your pappy way down south and drove your mother to an early grave because of it. Not a son, won't you? Your family have enough to do with these wailings.
Oh, Nigel.
What we gonna do?
Nigel, what will they do to Alice if you kill Rufus?
Who's to say I did anything to Master Rufus?
You'll say yourself if they ask you, right? So will Alice.
What are you gonna say?
Not a word if I can help it. But I'm asking you not to kill him. Do you want your husband to kill this man, Alice?
A while ago, I would have killed him myself now. Nigel, let's just get away.
All right. All right.
So you Dana?
Yes.
Both of them talk about you. Nigel and him.
No good bastard!
You the one taught Nigel how to read?
Yes. But wasn't Rufus a friend of yours, Alice? A friend of both of you before.
Got to where he wanted to be more friendly than I did. He tried to get his daddy to sell Nigel south to keep me from marrying him.
Oh, God.
Him and Nigel have the same papa, you know.
I know.
Let's go, Nigel.
I'm going to stay with Rufus. When he comes to, I'm going to help him home as slowly as possible. I'm not going to tell him where you went, because I won't know.
Let's go.
Your man went away.
What did you say?
He waited for a long time for you. And he left.
Where did he go?
Somewhere up north. Master Rufus knows. You got to be careful, though. Master Rufus is getting crazier and crazier. Something wrong inside.
Thank you.
You tell my mom?
Sarah?
Yes. You tell her to remember me the way I was. Not to think of what I looked like when they dragged me back. To remember I was a man. And a free man, even for a little bit. You tell her that.
You can ride a pass. You can make it to the north, Nigel.
You know that old Cicero? Master Tom had a book of speeches in the library. Didn't even miss it 5 years. I read them all. Lots of times I read them.
It's been 5 years. 5 years since I left.
Farewell, my countrymen. May this beloved land of mine be filled with everlasting glory. However badly it has treated me.
What are you saying, Nigel?
Well, I'm saying Cicero is there. Cicero, the greatest orator of all time. Even if it not be granted me to stay here long enough to see a good government, at least I shall be spared from living under a bad.
Let's go, Nigel. Come on, Rufus. get your sorry ass back to the house.
I slept on logs. I had moss for a pillow. And I tell you, child, I wasn't scared of nothing. I could hear bears, wildcats, panthers, and everything. I would come across all kinds of snakes. Moccasin, blue runner, and rattlesnakes. And got used to them. One night, while I was in the woods, a mighty storm came up. The winds blowed, the rain poured down, the hail fell, the trees was torn up by the roots, and broken limbs fell in every direction. But not a hair on my head was injured. But I got as wet as a drowned rat. Next day was a beautiful Sunday, and I dried myself like a buzzard. Sally Smith.
I think you've got broken ribs.
Oh.
Here, I want you to swallow this.
What the hell? Looks like little bugs.
It's called ibuprofen. It's medicine. Drink some water and swallow both those pills.
All right. Like some kind of horse medicine.
Rufus, did you really try to sell Nigel down south?
What? No. All right, I threatened to. Keep him away from Alice. He can't have Alice.
What do you mean?
I want her.
You mean... What is it you mean?
I want her. I'll treat her good. I'll never hurt her. I can't stand the thought of being without her, all right? I want her.
You're in love with her.
The hell I am.
You're in love with her. But she doesn't love you.
I begged her not to go with him. Do you hear me? I begged her. I didn't just want to drag her off into the bushes. I never wanted it to be like that, but she kept saying no. I could have had her years ago in the bushes if that's what I really wanted.
I know.
If I'd have lived in your time, I would have married her. Tried to. Don't matter. Nobody else can have her. Nobody. She's all I want. Nigel can just find somebody else if he lives to see the day.
Rufus, I want you to say that white men attacked you.
What?
I want you to say that you got drunk and white men fell upon you.
All right. Won't make no difference whether I tell him about Nigel or not. He's a runaway. When they catch him, both him and Alice will have to answer for that.
But Alice is a free woman. She was born free.
Not if she gets caught with Nigel. They'll whip her, throw her in jail, and sell her off.
She'll be a slave?
It's her own fault.
Heaven help you, Rufus. I don't know what to say.
I don't want her being sold south, though. Her fault or not, I don't want her dying in some rice swamp.
Why should it matter to you?
I wish it didn't, but it does.
What will you do?
Buy her.
What about Nigel?
To hell with Nigel.
He's your brother, Rufus.
I couldn't help Nigel if I wanted to now.
If I didn't need you to find Kevin, I'd let you die. I can the next time you need me, don't forget.
I won't.
Good.
They'll get their time. White men attacked me.
Good, Rufus. Listen, have I got to look out for your father? Does he remember what happened with me before?
Didn't you know?
Know what?
Daddy died last year, and Mama a month after. Like she couldn't wait to follow him. I'm the master now.
Where is Kevin?
His letters are in the drawer of that shiffer robe over yonder.
Dearest Dana, believe me, there is no way heaven or hell could make me leave the vicinity of Easton if I didn't fear for my life. I'll return. I swear I will. I needed a reason to stay in the neighborhood and wait for you. So I started a school in Easton.
Up there? Get up there!
After a while, I found that I had started a night school as well for several slave children in the city. I kept at it for 4 years until I was found out. I almost didn't escape the Eastern Shore with my life. You have no idea how hated I am in those parts. And now I can't return without some time passing. In the meantime, I'm growing a beard to better disguise myself when I return.
Welcome to the free state of Maine, Mr. Franklin. Next stop, Portland.
I'm now teaching school in Maine. Dana, not a day goes by when I don't miss you. Not a moment passes that I am not using to get back to you, to touch you again. I'll never fit into this time. I was a fool to ever think that it was even a possibility. My life is empty without you, Dana, no matter what century it is. All my love, your Kevin.
Let me go!
Bring that girl over here!
Leave her alone! It was me right away now, huh? I'm the slave!
Shut up!
It was me! It was me, Marshal!
Here's a girl.
You got her tied up good?
I got her feet, Hubbard. She ain't getting away.
And drag her back to town behind your horse.
No!
I told you to shut up!
That's likely to kill her.
I won't kill her. It'll just tend her up for the auction block.
You can't do that. She's a free woman.
Boy, you've got some sass. I really don't believe you're fit to return to your master. He won't get no use out of you no how. But me and the boys, we got use for you.
Let her go. Let her go, master.
Drag that nigger girl back to town, Jeb.
Come on, you.
Please, I can walk real fast.
Alice! Alice! Oh, Alice!
Now, boy, let's see how far you can get across that there field before we catch you. Here! Run, boy! Run!
Oh, no!
Yeehaw! I'm gonna get him! I'm gonna shoot that nigga dead!
Put that pistol away, Jeff!
Okay.
We got a long time to go before we get to the killing part!
Oh, no!
Oh, Lord!
Sarah?
They didn't brought him back. They didn't brought my Nigel back.
Sarah, wait.
Oh! Oh!
This nigga belong here.
Oh, Nigel! That's my baby. That's my last baby.
I'm talking to you, girl. This nigga belong here.
Yes, he belongs here.
You watch your mouth, girl.
What happened to him, sir?
Caught him. Up to Fairville.
Oh, Nigel.
That's near the Pennsylvania border.
Yeah?
Oh, baby.
How the hell you know that?
I've been to Baltimore, sir. What about the girl who was with him?
They drug her back to Easton, tied her to the public whipping post. They'll beat the tar out of her, then she'll get sold.
She was a free woman.
Not no more. You best call some help to unload this boy's body. I ain't touching the stinking thing.
You there. Where is she, the girl?
She's getting a good beating, last I saw.
Has she been sold yet?
She will be.
But has she been sold yet, you idiot?
I don't know, mister.
Get up!
All alert! That damn rich bastard treating me like I was some kind of no-count trash. All right, you nigga bitches, you go get somebody to unload this stinking boy from my wagon before I take the whip to both of you. I don't care who you belong to.
Yes, I'll go and get somebody.
You do that, girl.
Come with me, Sarah.
No, my dad.
We have to make a place to lay him out, to bury him properly.
That's the last one.
You want to bury him right, don't you, Sarah?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Come with me, then.
Okay.
When a nigger died, they let his folks come out the fields to see it before he died. They buried him the same day, take a big plank and bust it with an axe in the middle, enough to bend it back, and put the dead nigger in betwixt it. They carted him down to the graveyard on the place and not buried him deep enough that buzzards wouldn't come circling around. Niggers mourns now, but in them days, there wasn't no time for mourning. Mary Reynolds.
We shall make our audience contingent if we show that the matters which we are about to discuss are important, novel, or incredible, or that they concern all humanity, or the immortal gods, or the general interest of the state. Thus speaks Cicero.
You ever gonna run no more, wench?
I won't! I won't run!
Salter back. Give it 20 more.
Novel or incredible?
Aunt Cheney was just out of bed with a suckling baby one time, and she run away. Some say that was another baby of Martha's breeding. She don't come to the house to nurse her baby, so they misses her. And old Solomon gets the nigger hounds and takes her trail.
Alice. Mama. Your mama been dead for 5 years, girl.
Rub that salt in now. Rub it in.
Now you tell me again. You tell me you're free again. Say it, bitch.
I don't know what you want me to say.
They gets nearer, and she grabs a limb and tries to hide herself in a tree. But them dogs grab her and pull her down. Them dogs grab her and pull her down. But them dogs grab her and pull her down.
Alice, it's Dana and Sarah. You have to come back to us.
I don't know if she can come back to where she's gone to. What do you want me to say, Master? What do you want me to say?
Tell me you're free. By God, say you're free. God damn it.
But I'm not.
You're goddamn right you're not.
Nigel!
Or that they can serve all humanity or the immortal gods.
Don't you know nothing, you ignorant wench? That Bucky's dead! 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 Dead!
Or that they can serve all humanity or the immortal gods. Or the general interests of the state. Thus speaks good old Cicero, the greatest of orators.
Nigel!
Alice. Alice, it's Dana.
Her hurts.
That's because I'm putting the brine to your back.
I don't want it.
Dana, put something in it can heal you.
I want to die.
No, you don't. You can't die, Alice. You can't.
Why not? Nigel gone?
You just can't. Not yet.
You going to stop me?
Please don't die.
Where am I?
The Whalen place.
Rufus. He bought me?
Yes.
So I'm a slave?
Yes. Legally. Yes.
This last one gonna hurt a little bit more. A wound deep.
Why can't I even die right? Why can't I even die?
Child, don't you think we all ain't asked ourselves that question?
And what the answer, Sarah? They killed your boy.
They killed Nigel.
I know that. Dana and me buried him last month.
Last month? What do you mean,
last month? You've been in a state of shock. Sit still, girl. I'm almost done here.
So tell me, oh wise woman, what reason we got? What reason folks like us got to go home?
Because even if there is a promised land, who to say we won't be slaves there just like here? Ain't nobody know. But here, at least we can wring our very own necks, now can't we? Oh, yeah. Even a slave can do that if she know where to twist.
The announcement fell upon the little circle in that rude log cabin like a thunderbolt. I can remember the scene as if it were but yesterday. How my father cried out against the cruel separation. His last kiss. His wild straining of my mother to his bosom. A solemn prayer to heaven. The tears and sobs. The fearful anguish of broken hearts. The last kiss. The last goodbye. And he, my father, was gone, gone forever. The shadow eclipsed the sunshine, and love brought despair. The parting was external. The cloud had no silver lining, but I trust that it will be all silver in heaven. We who are crushed to earth in heavy chains, who travel a weary, rugged, thorny road, groping through midnight darkness on earth, earn our right to enjoy the sunshine in the great hereafter. Elizabeth Kipling.
You got to be patient, Dana. It hasn't been that long.
It's been over 2 months since you sent my last letter.
Well, Kevin could have moved again, could have done anything. I think you ought to give him a little more time to answer.
Answer what? When he knows I'm back, he'll come.
Yeah, I suppose. It's been 5 years.
Suppose all you want, Rufus. You sent my letters, didn't you?
I told you I sent them. You've got to trust me, Dana. I trust you.
I wish I could go into town and mail a simple letter.
Dana, how's Alice doing?
Sarah and I have almost got her back to health, but the beating traumatized her. At first she didn't realize that you bought her, Rufus, that she's a slave.
But now she knows?
Now she knows.
Hmm. Will you talk to her? She thinks highly of you.
Talk to her about what?
About her and me. Damn. Another storm on the way, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, the pressure's done fallen a good quarter inch on Daddy's barometer.
So it has. Rufus, I can't stop you from raping the woman, but I'm not going to help you do it either.
You want her to get hurt?
Of course not. But you've already decided to hurt her, haven't you? Let her go, Rufus. Free her. Hasn't she suffered enough because of you?
She'll never get away from me again. Never. It's like you and Kevin.
Please.
You want Kevin the way I want Alice. And you had more luck than I did, because no matter what happens now, for a while he wanted you, too.
Rufus, nothing you can say to me is going to ease your way with Alice.
No. How about this? You talk to her, talk some sense into her, or you're going to watch while my overseer beats some sense into her.
Is that what you call love?
By damn, don't you talk to me like that.
Don't you touch me, Rufus.
Where the hell did you get that knife?
Don't come near me or I will open you from stem to stern.
I can have you killed for that.
I'll kill you right now if you come any closer.
You think you're white? You don't know your place any better than a wild animal. You think you own me because you saved my life a couple of times.
Back off, Rufus.
If I ever caught myself wanting you like I want her, I'd slit my own throat.
I'd slit it for you.
Help me, Dana. Go to her. Send her to me. I'll have her whether you help or not. All I want you to do is fix it so I don't have to beat her. You're no friend of hers if you don't do that much.
In some other time or place, you might have been a good man. But you are not a good man, Rufus.
Do what I asked you! Oh, for the love of God, Dana, please. I've got to get that new hay in before the rain.
What rain?
Oh, the rain that the Quicksilver says is coming. I'll be out with the field hands this afternoon getting in the hay. When I get back, Alice needs to be here waiting.
Well, what is it? I know you enough now, I can tell when you got something to say.
Rufus sent me to talk to you. He wants you tonight.
He sent you to tell me that?
No.
Well, what did he send you for?
To talk you into going quietly and to tell you you'd be whipped if you resist.
Well, I'm a slave now. And so are you. You done told me what the master wants. What? Why don't you get out of here?
It looks like you have three choices.
Choices?
You can go to him and do as he orders. You can refuse and be whipped and then have him take you by force. Or you can run away.
Dana, what am I going to do?
I can't advise you. It's your body.
Not mine. He paid for it, didn't he?
Did he pay you?
You know he didn't pay me. Oh, what's the difference? Whether it's right or wrong, the law says he owns me now. I don't know why he hasn't already whipped the skin off of me, the things I said to him.
You know why?
I ought to take that knife of yours and cut his damn throat. Now go tell him that. Tell him I'm talking about killing him.
Tell him yourself.
Do your job. That's what you're for? To help white folks keep niggers down. They be calling you mammy in a few years. You be running the whole house. Why? Why you let me talk to you like this?
You're mad at everything.
Damn right.
And I'm the only one you can take it out on that won't hurt you back.
Would you go to him?
We're in different positions.
He's just like your husband?
He's nothing like my husband.
My husband's dead. I got to run away, I guess. Where are you going?
To stall Rufus. If I can work it, I think I can get him to let you off tonight. That will give you a start.
No. Dana, now.
What are you saying?
I can't run again. You be hungry and cold and sick out there. And so tired you can't walk. Then they find you and set dogs on you, my lord, the dogs. Then they tie you up and drag you behind a horse for miles in the dirt and stones. Then they beat you, and it don't stop. No, and day after day, it don't stop. I can't run again. I don't feel alive enough to do it. Not with Nigel gone.
He had an ugly fashion of stripping himself quite naked and ordering me then to wash him in a tub of water. This was worse to me than all the licks. Sometimes when he called me to wash him, I would not come. My eyes were so full of shame. He would come to beat me. I then told him I would not live longer with him, for he was a very indecent man, very spiteful, and too indecent, with no shame for his servants, no shame for his own flesh. So I went away to a neighboring house and sat down and cried till the next morning. When I went home again, not knowing what else to do, Mary Prince.
I've got to talk to you, Sarah. I gotta get making this stew. I'll help you peel the potatoes.
Well, all right, then. Take this in there. Save them peelings for the hogs.
Okay.
How's Alice?
Caught in a trap, trying to stop herself from chewing her leg off.
I know that feeling. Now, look at here. Cut off the bad places like the one there and put them aside for the colored folks potion.
Sarah, what if I told you that this would pass? That slavery wasn't going to last forever? It isn't even going to last another 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember your mother?
Not much.
Your father?
My mother was bred to a fella from old Judge Halston's farm and never knew him.
If your mother hadn't gotten pregnant by your father, you wouldn't be alive.
That's so.
If you could have somehow stopped them from using your mother as
a breeder.
If you could have somehow stopped that, but it would mean that you were never born, would you do it? Would you stop your own birth from happening to save your mother from that life?
You know, Master Tom sold my first boy down in Alabama. I thought it was the deepest hurt I could bear. But I can bear it. I can bear it. When he sold my second, I knew that I was wrong. There was a deeper hurt. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Then he sold my third. But he left me Nigel like it was a kindness.
And now Nigel is dead.
Some days I'm so glad to be alive I can barely stand it. I spend hours and hours pondering how it's going to end up.
How it will end up?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know what you mean.
If you tell anybody, colored or white, what I'm about to say to you, I'll do whatever I can to get you killed.
Sarah?
You still want to hear?
Tell me.
I done seen Master Tom to his grave. And Miss Margaret clean out of her mind. Now, Master Rufus, I want to live long enough to see him dead. It won't be long. He done got his mama's weak mind. It gonna break soon, and when it does, then I'll be done. Done with the Whalens.
Sarah, Did you have anything to do with those things?
I'm just a nigger cook. Remember how I told you I beat them biscuits with that hatchet?
I remember.
The more you beat them, the higher they rise. Put them potatoes in the stew, would you?
Yes, ma'am. There they go.
Now run out and get some water in this bucket.
All right. What will you do while I'm gone?
What you think?
I still be slaving at the stove, stirring in the rest of the fixings.
The fixings?
Don't you be giving me that look like you think I was up to something.
We got to get the master stew cooked by sundown, girl. That's all there is to it.
It was on a lovely spring morning, and when I marked the sunlight dancing here and there, its beauty seemed to mock my sadness. For my master, whose restless, craving, vicious nature roved about day and night seeking whom to devour, had just left me with stinging, scorching words, words that scathed ear and brain like fire. Oh, how I despised him. I thought how glad I should be if someday when he walked the earth, it would open and swallow him up and disencumber the world of a plague. Harriet Jacobs.
Let Dana teach it.
And you won't hate me if I do this?
I never did hate you.
What?
I just feel sorry for you is all.
Damn you. Come here! It's not fair. It's not fair.
No. It ain't. If I get you a child, you'll treat it right.
Yes. Please, Alice. I want.
You poor thing. You poor, poor thing.
I have as much muscle as any man and can do as much work as any man. I have plowed and reaped and husked and chopped and mowed. And can any man do more than that? I have heard much about the sexes being equal. I can carry as much as a man and can eat as much as one, too, if I can get it. I'm as strong as any man that is now. So,
that's good.
Breathe out. Breathe out. Breathe out. Good. That's good. That's good. Push. There it is. Push the balloon. Just push and breathe. Push and breathe, girl. You got the
water boiling down. It's boiling. Use them tongs to pull that knife out the wall. Then bring it here.
All right. Got it.
Wrap the hammer in a rag.
Here's the knife.
What is it? What is it? It's a girl, Jack.
It's a beautiful little girl, Alice.
Oh. A girl. Got me a girl.
This little one got a birth cow.
A what?
A cow over the eyes. See that?
Oh, yes. It looks like a piece of the placenta or something.
It's a cow. We burn this. It has cow.
What do you mean?
For good or for ill, we burn this and make a wish. You take it.
Oh, okay.
Put it in the stove fire.
Are you sure?
This a lucky girl. Put that cow in the stove fire.
Here goes.
Now wish, but don't tell nobody.
I'm wishing.
What you gonna call this girl, Alice?
Hagar. Her name, Hagar.
Make a wish for Hagar, then.
Will it come true?
You wish on a birth cow in time? It will in time.
Have you taken a book on animal husbandry from the library?
Me? Certainly not.
I could have sworn Daddy had a book on veterinary medicine. My mare's done come down lame.
Rufus, Alice had her baby.
How is she?
Alice is fine. You have a new baby daughter.
Oh, good. Alice is all right, though.
Yes. The child's name is Hagar.
What?
Your daughter.
Ugly name. That's from the Bible, isn't it?
Yes, the Old Testament. She was born. Hagar was finally born.
Of course she was born.
Hagar is born. Now it's finished. As soon as Kevin gets here, I can go.
What? Where are you going?
Home.
This is your home.
You know that's not true.
You belong here. Now that Mama's dead, you're the woman of the house.
Hardly. There's Sarah.
Sarah, the cook?
She was your father's mistress, Rufus. Like Alice is to you.
It ain't the same. She's just a cook.
Tell me this. Is Hagar, is your new daughter, a slave?
Of course she is. She's black, ain't she?
Then you are the same as your father.
Well, I won't ever sell her.
But you won't set her free?
I don't know. I told Alice I might.
Rufus, I've written another letter to Kevin. I'd like you to post it.
Won't do no good.
What?
How many have you written to him? Half a dozen or more? He ain't coming. Things change. Why would he want to come back here?
I'd like you to mail this letter.
He got run off, you know, for opening a school and trying to teach niggas to read at night. He's not welcome in these parts anymore.
If you won't mail this, I'll seal it and stamp it myself.
Stay away from there!
Now, where do you keep the sealing wax? Oh, God.
Doesn't matter.
The letters. All my letters to Kevin.
He wouldn't have come anyway. He found a white woman.
You don't know that.
I'm sure he did. He belongs with his own kind.
You lie to me, Rufus. You swore you mailed my letters.
It wouldn't have done a lick of good. You belong here. This is your home, Dana.
Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Found anyone you want to jump the broom with?
What would you do if I had found someone?
Sell him.
One husband is enough for me.
Kevin?
Of course.
He's a long way off. He ain't coming here.
Don't talk stupid.
You watch your mouth.
Watch yours.
I could have you beat so bad, I ought to have you. God damn it!
Will you mail these letters to my husband, Rufus?
I don't owe you that.
Rufus, I saved your life.
I don't care.
You'd better care.
I want you to stay.
I don't want to stay here.
Alice stopped hating me. She hated me at first when I wouldn't let her go, but she stopped. She saw that I needed her. I wonder how long it'll take you.
No! 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 No!